A proposed sand mine in southern Utah has stirred tensions among Kane County residents. The company behind the project, a self-described startup mining operation, is drawing questions too. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
Back in July, over 200 people packed into the Kanab City Library as the city council was considering whether to sell water to Southern Red Sands, a new company proposing to mine what's known as frac sand about 10 miles north of town. The sand is used in hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, to extract oil and gas. Tensions were high as Southern Red Sands CEO Chad Staley explained his company's plans to the crowd.
Many of you have looked at maybe some of the Wisconsin mines and others and tried to do a comparison between the two.
They're not free.
That was an interesting comment. I'll get to that in a little bit, because nothing in this world is free. Nothing.
Okay. We're not going to do this, okay?
That night, the city council voted unanimously to sell water to the company. And the night after, the Kane County Planning Commission issued it a conditional use permit. Both government bodies said that their decisions would not affect whether the mine moved forward. That's partly because the parcel where Southern Red Sands is looking to mine is outside city limits. And it's not the easiest drive.
In 1,000 feet, you will arrive at your destination.
Oh, we're getting sandy. Time to shift into four-wheel drive.
It's in an area known as Red Knoll.
So right now I'm looking right up at the Red Knoll, and I'm walking up to the base of it.
The land here is striped canyons and rolling red dunes, covered in juniper trees and sagebrush. It's owned by the State of Utah Institutional Trust Land Administration. The agency, often referred to as CITLA, manages state land to generate revenue for education. It has properties all over Utah, and its mission is to use them to make as much money as possible. The land is not subject to the same environmental oversight as public lands. Instead, regulatory decisions are left to other state agencies. But there are many residents who feel that their local representatives haven't done enough to protect the town's interests. Among them is Francis Batista.
The most valuable resources that Southern Utah has, one in this particular area, is water. And the next is its spectacular natural beauty. And both of those things they failed on.
Batista is the co-founder of Best Friends Animal Society. The nonprofit animal sanctuary is the largest employer in the area, and it neighbors the southern edge of where the mine could operate. Batista and other opponents have raised questions not only about the mine's impact on environment and tourism, but also about who's involved in the project.
None of it adds up to us.
That's Julie Castle, the CEO of Best Friends. She says she doesn't understand why government officials would risk a potential threat to the aquifer for about 40 shift jobs and a few hundred thousand dollars in revenue.
Every citizen in this community should be out with their pitchfork saying, hey, my children and grandchildren stand to lose an incredible amount if this goes through.
Southern Red Sands offices are above a hardware store in Kanab. There are two rooms, one for each full-time employee.
Come on in.
The first belongs to CEO Chad Staley. The second is staffed by operations manager Andy Gant, who's also in his first term as Kane County Commissioner. It's a skeleton crew for a company looking to build what Staley says is at least a $50 million mining facility. But records from the Utah Department of Commerce show that there's more to it. Southern Red Sands started in February 2018 as a company called Integrated Logistics. Its organizer was JT Martin. Martin is a former Salt Lake City Council member who ran for his former seat this year, but was eliminated in the August primary. Martin didn't respond to an interview request, but in a 2011 conversation with KCPW about a previous re-election campaign, he described himself like this.
When people need water carried, they call me.
Martin is also a high-ranking executive of Integrated Energy Companies, which offers services to oil and gas companies in the Uinta Basin. The company's chairman is Kem C. Gardner, a prominent developer and philanthropist. Gardner's large-scale real estate development firm, the Salt Lake City-based Gardner Company, is one of two investors in Southern Red Sands. A local petition calling on the Gardner Company to step away from the mining project has picked up over 4,000 signatures online. When asked for comment, the company referred KUER back to Southern Red Sands. The other investor is V-Ray Capital, an investment company Staley helped start 7 months before taking his current position as the mining company's CEO. Staley stands by his description of the company as a startup, since the investors aren't involved in day-to-day operations and don't have a track record with frac sand mining. He says the name change was for marketing purposes.
If I was really trying to spin something, I wouldn't call this a startup. I'd call this a Gardner project because they had the operational history to give a community like Kanab the comfort to know that they're getting taken care of.
Local residents have also raised questions about potential conflicts of interest. Employee number two, Andy Gant, counts among his in-laws former state representative Mike Noel. Noel is the current executive director of the Kane County Water Conservancy District, which has agreed to supply half the project's water. Staley says such concerns are fair, but the company has taken steps to address them. He says he wants people to scrutinize his operation and keep them honest.
If it wasn't my operation, I'd want to make sure that somebody else's operation is doing it in an appropriate way.
Staley says the company is in the final stages of securing all of its permits from state regulators. Its applications with the Division of Air Quality and Division of Water Rights are open for public review. David Vox, KUER News.